Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Macaulay Park in Artane in North County Dublin was subject to an arson attack on Monday night. Locals had spent a number of years campaigning for the children's park and had only been in use for around 12 months. And joining me now is Barry Heenahan, TD for Dublin Bay North. Barry, good evening to you. First of all, tell us the background of what's happened here to this children's playground.
Yeah, well, very good evening to you and to all the listeners. Yesterday morning, I got a call from parents after another arson attack in Macaulay Park. There's a series of arson attacks recently in North Dublin, and it's not just vandalism. It's an absolute punch to the community. We were there. I got there at around 2 o'clock, and the kids were getting off school, and just seeing them run on into the playground, and then their merry-go-round just not being usable. And it's the same pattern we're seeing right across. We recently had another playground in Kilmore. We had one, the toilets that were installed in St. Anne's Park for the young girls and young boys. There's other attacks that have been out in Howth, and it's Raheny, Baldoyle, across North Dublin. And then I just don't think it's acceptable.
That's a relatively small geographical area, Barry. Do you believe, or do the guards believe, that the same people are involved in any of this?
Well, that's actually from the left to right and up and down of Dublin Bay North, where I represent. But yeah, like I've liaised with the guards and I've been informing them, and there were a lot of members of the public who've been sending me as much information as they could. But obviously, it's a matter for the guards. I won't be commenting on that. But I want to say it directly, like the men and women in Dublin City Council who are building these facilities, the local activists, the local reps working on their hearts out forward to get facilities in North Dublin. It's absolutely soul destroying for them, and also for the parents and the citizens who are paying local property tax and tax to see local amenities being destroyed again and again. It's not acceptable.
And is there anything that you believe could be done preventatively, like CCTV or better security, higher fences, something like that? Is there any sort of a practical plan of action that could be taken here to prevent this?
Yeah, well, like recently I was at a community meeting to do with antisocial behaviour, and there was a few of the members of the public looking at setting up a community watch, and like that was done very well in the 80s and the 90s, and I'm liaising with a few of them. I'd love to see that across the area. Also, CCTV, like what was thrown back at me before was the GDPR rules, but I got confirmation from an email I sent back in November that doesn't apply. So I think what we need to do is, in high-risk areas, say for illegal dumping, for antisocial behaviour, install those CCTV footage, you know? Yeah. And to be able to deter people, have people there. Like, you see on building sites when you go on and there's a voice speaking to you saying you are being watched, that would deter people. And it's another thing as well, the investment, the new clubs, and I do welcome the recent increase in Garda numbers in North Dublin 2 weeks ago. Like, but we see an increased Garda presence, and I welcome the work of Minister O'Callaghan since he's been in, but we need that in North Dublin, because a guard walking around on the beat in high-risk areas is brilliant, but we need to resource the guards so they're able to do that.
You mentioned youth clubs. Are we really suggesting that the reason that somebody would criminally vandalise a playground is because they don't have access to a youth club?
No, but I'm suggesting that you need to support people from the bottom up. Give people youth diversion programs, options. If someone feels like they're being neglected, like, listen, what they did was completely wrong. We do have the harsher method, where I do believe that after repeat offences of someone who's under the age where they can be criminally prosecuted, I do believe that it should go on to their guardians or parents. Because I know from growing up myself, when you come home, if you've done something wrong, if you'd definitely listen to your parents or guardians more than you would someone who's not going to do anything to you. So, and after all, people need to know where their kids are.
Yeah, I'm very interested in that. What way should their parents be held accountable or their guardians?
Well, if you damage a slide in, you and your five friends damage a slide in a playground that's just been installed for children, or remove up in the Springdale Road, remove brilliant installations to a sensory garden for children with autism, you should be made pay or reinstall and fix what you're after destroying, because it's not acceptable. People think that they're above the law, and if you're caught destroying community infrastructure, you need to be held accountable.
Okay, so you would actually like to see the families of those made financially responsible, and perhaps those young people themselves, and we're kind of presuming that they're young people, would actually be made to do some kind of community service where they would actually rebuild what they damaged.
Get them out painting fences, get them out picking up litter. Because if you're going to be wrecking hard-working taxpayers' money and amenities in the community that people have been fined for like, these are their cousins and their family friends that are going to be using these playgrounds, these toilets, these like up in Kilmore, that playground was fought hard for.
You're preaching to the choir and to the text line too, yeah. Because everybody is outraged at what's happened to this playground, to be fair. Yeah. But I like the idea. I don't think it's a bad one, but how could we bring that about? How could you make that happen?
Well, through the Youth Diversion Programme, identify the repeat offenders and tell them, listen, if you do this again, there'll be a way of legislation that you are brought in, and go pick up litter, go plant trees, go fix what you're after damaging. Like, it's not a punishment. It's about fairness. And it's exactly how you should deter this certain behaviour. I know from growing up myself, and I presume you know yourself as well, consequences matter. And it's not just young people, but we also have older people.
I'm interested in something else. You said it's not a punishment. I would argue that it is a punishment. But why are we so afraid of punishments? Like, do you not deserve a punishment of some kind if you behave in that manner?
No, but that's what I'm saying. But listen, you're a 15-year-old young teenager, and you're after actually being forced to go out and pick up litter, go out and paint a fence. And then you're kind of thinking, gee, this is my community that I'm after destroying here. So I'm saying it's not a full punishment. There's also the aspect that they can learn from their mistakes. And we don't want to just completely punish people. We want to be able to bring them back to the side of the community, you know?
All right, look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that, Barry. That is Barry Hennigan there, TD for Dublin Bay North. Let us know what you think about it, about what's happened to the playground, but also about Barry's ideas that if you are a repeat youth offender, that first of all, your parents or guardians should be made financially responsible, but also that you yourself should be put to work to fix whatever it is that you've done. I'm not quite sure what it would take by way of legislation, but I'd love to know people's views on it. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!